Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Swing for the fences with the Fence Authority. They've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost 3 decades. With 4 stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as 1, 2, 3. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
I think that's who that is, yeah. The Ungrateful Alive is who it is.
The Ungrateful Living.
You think Hugh likes these guys too?
No. No, but I feel like that's where the snob of the Grateful Dead fans come in. It's like you have, I feel like they are okay with widespread panic. I think John Mayer finally won them over the last couple of years. A buddy of mine named Mike said he went and saw him in Wrigley, Dead and Company. He's like, yeah, John Mayer's the man. He can do whatever he wants from here on out.
See, that needs to be asked to Q next week, too.
Yeah,
what he thinks of that. Because I don't think he's a Dead snob. I think, because when we asked him his songs, when we were doing the thing last week where we were working in a Grateful Dead song into every question, if anybody got that, congratulations, Q definitely did.
He's like, you guys are on a roll today.
Yeah, right? But like, you ask him about his favorite song, Touch of Grey, Truckin', you know, all those songs that everybody knows.
Like, those are actually the mainstream songs, Bob.
See, I hate people like that. And Garrett, I'm going to sell you out again. You were like that with Dave Matthews when we were in college. Oh, you like Dave Matthews now? I'm out because everybody liked Dave Matthews,
else,
right? Like, that's,
that guy.
I always, like, and Garrett's one of my best friends in the world. He's part of our
Satellite.
Baseball trip.
It's actually like a mainstream song that's played on the radio.
I mean, yeah.
You've seen songs like, you know, like the number 41, Gray Street.
I love Gray Street. That is a great song, too. But Garrett used to play this didgeridoo. If you know what a didgeridoo is,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Used to play this in college all the time. And now he's a KCMO fire chief. Shout out Garrett and the fire department.
Let's
go. They do great work up there. He was for a while. Yes. Nice. We kind of made him shave on the baseball trip or shaved him.
Tie him down, boys.
Did you see Mac just spit the water.
Well, my head like cocked to the right. Did he say that?
Like, what happened?
So anyway,
get the nair, fellas. He's gonna earn this one.
I had a kid that I grew up with. His name was Billy something, and they lived in their car, which was really sad.
Oh, damn,
it was awful. But the guy naired his hair. The guy naired his head.
That sucks.
Like,
dude.
In like fourth grade. Yeah.
Oh, eesh.
Yeah, naired his head. I'm like, okay.
I want you to nair for you know. I was trying to clean up down there.
Oh, God.
Yikes.
What?
Dude, it burned.
I
did it before.
It's awful.
Well, I'd done it before, but the razor burned. So I didn't want to do that again.
Yeah, I get you.
Because I'm like, this is not a good look, dude.
Right.
They're going to be like, have you like been out of the country?
Have you ever been waxed?
No.
You ever been waxed?
No.
Do not do it. So right before our wedding, I went and got my back waxed. That was my wedding present to Jen. I'm going to get my back waxed, right? And at that point in time, I was living in St. Louis, which, you know, is hell on earth. And so we were getting married, and I'm cheap, so I went to the beauty school to have my back waxed.
Oh, nice.
Oh, but they practiced on me.
Of course.
And they used like
dummy.
Little tiny strips of wax. And I mean, and my whole back was bleeding.
You look like a man lantern.
Yeah. You know, it was terrible. I'll never do that again. So.
All right. As everyone has thrown up their morning coffee, yesterday I saw a statistic on Twitter of Cole Reagans. Mm-hmm. And the three pitchers who have accumulated at least one win above replacement this season, their F war, for those of you that love stats and, you know, numbers and stuff like that. Hunter Green, pretty good. Pretty good pitcher, right? Paul Skeens, pretty solid.
Yeah. Heard of him.
Heard of that guy?
Yeah.
Heard of him more of his or his girlfriend?
Not allowed to talk about that, Dusty.
Okay, yeah, that's right. and then Cole Reagans. Cole Reagans tied for the lead in wins above replacements for a pitcher, the F war. Cole Reagans 1.2, Hunter Green 1.2. Paul Skeens, the future Hall of Famer who has not even pitched a full season yet, 1.1. So Cole Reagans being on that list. And then we all know the other list. Bobby Witt Jr. is the second best player in baseball, according to the MLB's top 100.
Yep.
It was Shohei Ohtani. Then there was two different universes between everybody else.
Right. Let's just start with two.
And then there's Bobby Witt Jr., Aaron Judge, Juan Soto, but now Juan Soto's out because he can't hit behind Judge. He's got to be in front of him.
Pete Alonso's taking all the good pitches now.
And he is not complaining. So what's more impressive, having the second or best pitcher in baseball or having the second or maybe in our minds the best baseball player in baseball?
Well, I would always go pitching because I always do believe good pitching beats good hitting. And it happens in the playoffs
all the time.
You're
just kind of in love with Reagans the way I'm in love with Caglione.
Well, I wouldn't like, go it's impressive. That far, but I
he's
am enamored.
He's must watch TV for you.
Yeah,
like,
he
if he's on the mound, TV's on, patio,
right.
Legs crossed, cocktail hand if it's a Friday.
Oh, I put a lounge chair out there now. So it's very nice. I move the lounge chair over. Like, it's very
and
good.
I don't blame you for that because dude's probably going to have that season.
Yeah, he is. I mean, I love watching Cole Reagans pitch. I you know what else I love about Cole Reagans?
The way he wears his hat?
Well, no, his face. And what I mean by that is there's zero emotion from that guy. He's out there to just shove it, man. Yeah. He doesn't care who you are, where you're from, what you've done, whether you're Juan Soto or, you know, whoever. He's going to go out there and he believes he's going to kick your ass. And I love that in a pitcher. I love that in Cole Reagans. And we really haven't had that guy. We had that a little bit in Yo, but it wasn't like it is with Cole Reagans because Cole Reagans gets the job done every single time. There's ups and downs with Yo. Cole Reagans is just dialed in. I mean, again, we haven't seen somebody like this since Zach Greinke do his thing. And so I mean, good pitching for me every day of the week.
Yeah, I get that. I would just say more impressive is Bobby just because he does it all. He's a 5-tool player, so I'm going to give Bobby the nod. But yeah, Reagans, I mean, he's right up there. Yeah.
It's both, obviously.
So, yeah, exactly. No wrong answer.
But it is crazy to think that, like, Bobby Witt Jr. last night is, you know, in the other night, it's like, Bobby Witt Jr. hits a home run, the only run the Royals get. Mm-hmm. Bobby Witt Jr. gets a base hit, gets the second on a walk, scores.
I told you, he's responsible for 31% of the Royals' runs this year.
It's absurd.
I don't know. I think it is, but I didn't go through like Judge and, you know, some of these other guys. I just did what Bobby was because, again, I was listening to the Yankee side of things for the last couple of days. It's a Bobby Witt love fest for 3 hours. It's unbelievable. Right. It absolutely should be. But they can't tell you enough good things about Bobby Witt. Like, it's thing after thing after thing after thing about Bobby Witt. And I'm like, okay. And, you know, he was responsible for a run last night. I'm like, what percentage of the runs is Bobby Witt responsible for? 31% of the runs so far this year for the Royals.
Makes you wonder if they get to the playoffs, why the award MVP, what it really means. Because last night the MVP was well-deserved by Aaron Judge.
Yep.
They won the game off of his baseball bat.
Right. He got the job done.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.